you'll really like.
Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Impeachment talk is heating up after special counsel Robert Mueller's statement that his team is not confident President Trump did not commit obstruction of justice.
I think we're on the road to impeachment.
California Congressman and Democratic Party presidential candidate Eric Swalwell, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says about Mueller's statement,
"We consider this case closed."
President Trump and Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan deny they told the Navy to keep the USS John McCain out of sight during the president's trip to Japan last weekend.
The Wall Street Journal first reporting that a Navy official on orders from the White House made the request. President Trump tweeting he was not informed. A Navy spokesperson says the ship's name was not hidden during the president's visit to service members. McCain was a frequent target of the president both on the campaign trail and after he died in 2018.
Fox's Jessica Stone in Washington. McCain's daughter Megan tweeted, "President Trump will always be deeply threatened by the greatness of her dad's incredible incredible life. This is Fox News. My job keeps me on the road all day long, so I don't always have time to squeeze in a balanced meal. That's why I drink these new Booze Complete Nutritional Drinks. Yeah, booze is loaded with the essential vitamins and minerals that you need to be able to stay stuff like, hey, if you didn't want me to run into your house, you shouldn't have built it so close to the stupid road.
Hey, what are you doing in our yard? Oh my God, is that your truck?
It can, it, sister. I'm doing my sales pitch over here.
Stay right there. I'm calling the police.
Yeah, I drink booze. It gives me the power to get away with almost anything. I've got the energy of like 100 sharks. Ah! Ask your local homeless beggar with a cardboard sign about the power of booze. Complete nutritional drink.
Hey, what did you say to my wife?
Not this time, my friend, because I know you're not real.
Stay strong, stay active, and try and stay conscious. Booze Complete Nutritional Drink.
How do you know if you're listening to a great morning show? You ask the experts. Greg Budell, what should a great morning radio show be?
The best part of waking up.
Jay Scott, do you feel what you guys do in the morning will go down in history?
Oh, yeah.
Emily Hayes, why do so many believe that Greg Budell is such a great morning show host?
It's because he's famous and everybody's read his book.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Would you compare this show to pizza?
Congratulations, you've ruined pizza.
And Rich Thomas, I know you have to be focused 100% to do a show like this. Now...
Wait a minute.
Ice cream truck!
Rich? Okay, we'll come back to you.
I was here first.
But right now, stand by for three men.
That's right.
And a lady.
Here we are, ready to go. It's Thursday already. Seems like it got here awfully quick,
huh?
Because of the short weekend. Emily Hayes will be joining us momentarily.
Yay!
And, of course, Jay Scott.
Great Scott.
7 o'clock hour random fact with a $10 foot outlet gift certificate right now. The forecast of Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, at least there's a small chance of rain in the forecast for today. It's the best we've had in a while. It's not much of a chance. Good luck. Good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as hot. High around 93. Widely scattered storms will pop up. Check out my future radar if you look at my morning video this morning. Some lucky communities will get a downpour. Most communities will not. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, I have the end through the weekend. The rain chances, you know, as low as I can get them, like 10% tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. Good bit of sunshine, low 90s, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's a little bit more reasonable than it has been. Lows at night in the upper 60s, then Monday and Tuesday. Highs in the low to mid-90s. In fact, I've got a mid-90s on Tuesday. It's still dry. Beach forecast, mid to upper 80s. Spotty storms today and tomorrow. And then most of the weekend, generally dry. Gulf water temperature 84. Right now this morning, calm winds, mostly clear skies. The temperature is 68 at 609.
I put your weather video on kind of in a clean... Who's in between? There she is. I'm not holding anything back.
Hey, baby.
I'm surprised I didn't get yelled at for the size of the chickens that you got this morning. It's a little bit bigger than a thumb. It's a matter of, do you feel lucky? You know, when it comes to rain?
Right.
Oh, I better text Mrs. Ritterbuttle. She's going to have to get up and shut the tomato sprinkler off.
Oh, yeah, gosh, that stayed on all day the other day.
It's running for an hour. Watch me show my mastery.
This is happening live, folks.
Yeah.
You're listening. He's pulled out his phone.
Now she's answering you.
Yeah.
Text Roz, Foof, and Flaunch. Well, it didn't work. I'll have to do it during a break. It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. We celebrated anniversary number 5. I went and looked it up, and it's the paper anniversary. So there's really no such thing as paper jewelry, right?
Right.
I went to Brian Jewelry.
Yeah.
I said, so what do you got for number 5? And I found a pair of papyrus earrings.
Really?
They're beautiful, clear, and contain liquid papyrus, and they're not big. They're very tiny, very elegant, and hey, it was a hit. But that's what I love about Brian Jewelry. A, I got it at a great price, looked fantastic, and with their 3 generations and 63 years of expertise, making a good decision is easy. So with Dad's Day, not far off, they've got an abundance of great ideas for pops. You can even build a watch for Dad. Put your own touch on it. Or check out the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcase and find something there that will celebrate him in a really first-class way. We're not talking about cheesy souvenir-looking stuff. We're talking about real first-rate merchandise. Brian Jewelry also online has a club that if you join, you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. So go to brianjewelry.com to do that, to browse their incredible, extensive, and very competitively priced inventory. Or just stop by and see him Monday through Saturday at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. We will come back in a moment with our most electrifying story of the day. For some, this will bring a dream of yours crashing down at 612.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Auburn community will celebrate the lives of Rod and Paula Bramblett later today. A memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. at the Auburn Arena. We will carry that service live on the Alabama News Network Facebook page. 10 airmen with the 187th Fighter Wing are recovering this morning after Montgomery Fire and Rescue crews responded to a hazardous materials incident Wednesday. Authorities say they were exposed to hydrazine, they were taken to the hospital, and are expected to be okay. And Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation Wednesday that will bring statues of Rosa Parks and Helen Keller to the Alabama State Capitol grounds. This legislation creates a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and place these statues on the Capitol grounds. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress. With tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, let's see. It's Thursday, right?
You are correct.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
Do we get paid for this?
Paid. You don't get paid.
Oh, yes, I do.
Do you get paid? Yes.
Paid.
Paid.
Paid. It laughs.
Oh, well, in that case.
Show me the money.
Let's get ready. The show's about to start.
Buckle up. It's showtime.
Went all the way to the turd.
Boy.
It's month. Because of the way the first falls on the weekend. I hate it when that happens. At 6:15.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
So like I said, this is part a news story and part maybe crashing a few dreams.
All right.
I know enough about you to know that if you really wanted one, you would go buy yourself an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile if that's what you wanted to drive around Montgomery in. Maybe you could do something with the wiener, turn it into a bent thermometer, I don't know. And there's plenty of room for name placement and stuff.
I was going to say, and Bailey could be in the back, I guess?
Sure. Yeah. Important. You know, we could take it to Montgomery Paint and Body, have Donnie Turner, you know, do a spectacular job.
Yeah.
And you would certainly get plenty of attention driving down the street, and it would look very interesting parking your driveway.
I love it when a Wienermobile is detailed.
Well, somebody in California was able to buy an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile for $7,000. Wanted to do it because I always loved it when I was a kid. It's a novelty. And has come to regret the $7,000 that the Wienermobile cost.
Why?
He said it was fun for a week. It's one of those kind of things. Fun for a week. Now I suffer, he says. The Wienermobile has 110,000 miles on it, so it's past warranty.
Yeah.
Runs wonderfully, and he's selling it for the $7,000 he bought it for. Originally, what it cost to make, nobody really knows. He just said that it's not a practical car.
Think about it. Like, for instance, you want a parallel park right there in that spot right there. Oops.
We shouldn't buy that for a practical car.
I can't do that. I can't park right there.
Should be like a special occasion thing. Use it for charity.
How about the News Talk Mobile?
Which one is that?
Oh, that's right. We really don't have one of our
Correct.
Own, do we? We're just part of a group. On a couple of vehicles, but man, that would be quite the news machine, huh? Nobody would know. I mean, nobody would not know who we. Think about being in the 4th of July parade in the preferred community with that big wiener coming down the street.
Look at that wiener.
That would be. I'm sure there's great possibilities with that. Team up with Food Outlet, hand out hot dogs. Speaking of food, how were the?
The burgers were wonderful. The cheeseburgers.
No, the potato salad was great, too.
Didn't we just have recently had... Oh, yeah. It was Monday. It was hamburger day, which, you know, we had a hamburger
But those
day.
Aren't those aren't leftovers. They were... everything was cooked fresh this morning.
I mean, Tuesday.
We didn't have hamburgers
whatever
Tuesday.
Whatever day it is.
Yeah, what Tuesday was burger day.
We had
day.
BLT.
Yeah, we had BLT, so
But
Tuesday,
it was
yeah.
National Burger Day.
I didn't know.
It's
I didn't
okay.
know. So I...
Yeah,
here it is Thursday. Tomorrow is sort of a mystery at this point.
Isn't it, though?
How about a barbecued pork omelet? Who wants to try that?
What?
A barbecue beef omelet.
I'm going to say no.
No.
I don't know why. I'm usually about experimentation, but...
I'm all about an omelet, though.
That doesn't...
I'm all about an omelet, and I'm all about Sloppy Joe's. I'm not about
Separate.
It together.
By the way, that's what I have. Sloppy Joe's. I was just teasing. Sloppy Joe's
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Let's just do Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, settled?
I have the leftover chew the bologna from yesterday on Rocket Man. We have taking that title of the movie, Marvel Comics has kind of come up with their own version of Rocket Man, a superhero. And you'll hear that in the Cheap and Trashy.
All right.
A little bit later this morning.
I think I'm going to go see that tomorrow.
19 minutes after 6, when it's time to put your house on the market, and sometimes you can plan ahead, you know, you want to downsize, you know, it's time to find a different place or a home that's close to where you, whatever the reason is, there's a thousand reasons to put your house on the market. But there's really one great option when you're ready to list your home, and that's Eddie Bader. Because you want somebody who's going to treat the opportunity to list your home with energy and passion and do everything humanly possible to make sure it gets seen and sold in a timely fashion. Eddie's that kind of guy. Once you make that call to 322-0662 and meet Eddie, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. He knows this market like the palm of his hand and knows where the buyers are. He networks incredibly well. So your house just won't sit there, you know, waiting for somebody to come by. He's on the case. And same thing, if you need a place, he's kind of like, you know, order it up. What do you need? Do you need a yard? Do you need a garage? Are you renting, buying, all of these things? And he knows where the availabilities are. He's got some great listings right now that are real values in the River Region, houses that would cost almost twice what they would anywhere else.
And condos.
Condos, too.
That's a huge deal in Montgomery for one of these community condos to come up where there's no maintenance at all.
Maybe
he's got one right now on, like, Plum Orchard Way.
I wonder if that has to do with military traffic.
Yes.
I think military. So, but this is
the time of year for transfers,
too. This is a 55 and up community. The gate goes up at 7, it comes down at 7. They've got, like, community pool and stuff like that. But the huge thing is no maintenance. No. They take care of the lawn. They take right. care of anything that would go awry. And the homes are just absolutely gorgeous. I'm trying to convince my parents to move up here.
Somebody that's renting and paying $900 to $1,000 a month could move into one of those condos
yep.
for a lot less per month than that. And that's with minimum down. By the way, he can help you with all of those issues. But you got to make contact with him first. 322-0662, the perpetual motion machine and friend we know is Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. List with Eddie. Keep him off the streets and out of trouble. What are we talking about on TV today?
Some of the worst jobs in America. Apparently, you know, jobs like they list logger and taxi driver. Let's see. Broadcaster.
What's
reporter,
DJ or something down
DJ.
There?
DJ,
yeah.
Sales, advertising salesperson. A lot of those jobs in this building.
Sadly, the reason I don't think it's that the jobs are bad; it's the changes in the business and technology that have created. You know, there's just not enough opportunity.
I got to hand it to people who sell advertising. At any level, because of the monthly pressure, you start anew every month, and there's like that pressure of you got to perform.
They are incredibly hardworking, and it takes a special kind of person to do that. In no matter it's radio, TV, it's we can never flatter them enough
mm-hmm.
because that's hard work.
It is,
and you probably hear the word
no
more than you hear the word
yes.
So. But they're I'll tell you, and look at the best. They're always there. We've seen a lot of people come and go
mm-hmm.
over the years, and that was always true in almost every radio station I worked. You had your big-time people who really knew what they were doing, and then you had those who were wannabes who would scuffle along, and then the next thing you know, they're making change for you at a convenience store. 6:23, our first look at the roads with Balaki. We come back with the timeline for the 30th of May next and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting in the Summer Song Series.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your early morning traffic, and things look awful good out there this morning. If you're traveling, just be careful. There's lots of folks out there with you, but everybody's moving along just fine. The boulevard has no delays. We don't see any problems on either of the interstates. I-65 and I-85 have the traffic rolling at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues coming in on the 31s. Just be careful this morning. Haynes Ambulance proudly serves the people of Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. When seconds matter, Haynes Ambulance is there. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. I watch traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you.
Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Checkpoint!
USA coming up right now with the timeline from 8:30 in today's lesson with Rich Thomas, Cooler Broadcast. Here he is. Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much. 150th day of the year. 215 days remain. And by the way, this is Memorial Day. This is the traditional Memorial Day before it started bouncing around from Monday to Mondays.
Right.
This is also Mint Julep Day. And I doubt anyone's ever gotten drunk on mint juleps, because how could you drink enough to get you drunk?
I agree with you. If I've had a whiff, I've never had one, but I've smelled them.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that's like drinking high concentrate Listerine.
Yeah. Yes.
Some kind of a mouthwash.
But somehow I would prefer the Listerine.
But on the other hand, well, that has alcohol in it too, you know.
Okay, fine.
So you get a buzz off either one.
Do that at the next party for the race. Save your hearing day, I heard.
What?
Thank you. It's expected. It's what I got. It's water a flower day. Just any random flower today. Water a flower today.
Do tomato plants count because they get little yellow flowers?
They do have flowers on them, and I can't wait till your tomatoes are ready. 588 years ago today, 1431, is that steak I smell? 19-year-old Joan of Arc was burned to the stake in Rouen, France.
She was well done, wasn't she?
Oh, no.
After being found guilty on charges of sorcery and heresy. 1498, Columbus departs with six ships for his third trip to America. 1806, future President Andrew Jackson kills Charles Dickinson in a duel with pistols that left Jackson seriously wounded. They had to go outside of D.C. because D.C. had a rule, you can't duel each other in the city. Well, 151 years ago, 1868, General George Logan was so inspired when he saw a woman decorating the graves of Civil War heroes that he suggested a national holiday called Decoration Day, and today it's called Memorial Day, and this is the traditional day. 1896, the first automobile accident occurred in New York City. 108 years ago, 1911, first Indy 500 held. 6 hours of driving. Ray Heron won with an average speed of 74.6 miles per hour. He was booking. One driver was killed in that race, by the way. They stated in 1922, the Lincoln Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C. Truly, truly inspiring to stand there in the Lincoln Memorial. 61 years ago in 1958, the remains of two unidentified American servicemen killed in action in World War II and the Korean War, respectively, were buried at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington. So they joined the unknown soldier from World War I who was buried there. And then later a soldier from the Vietnam War would receive the same honor in 1984. Now, our song of the day. What do you say we head to Motown? Summertime, 1966, a Norman Whitfield song recorded in Hitsville, Studio A downstairs. It's the Tempting Temptations here. Confucius say, beauty is only skin deep, but ugliness goes right to the bone. You know, we talk about the Wrecking Crew, the L.A. group that was the background for so many hit songs. Well, of course, Motown had the Funk Brothers, and that is a great documentary, if you've never seen it, about the Funk Brothers, an amazing group of musicians. 51 years ago, in 1968, the Beatles began recording what we know as the White Album. Biggest hits back in the USSR, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Birthday, Helter Skelter, so many others. including, won't you come out to play,
Dear Prudence.
Dear Prudence, thank you. My mind just went blank for a moment. 1970, former DJ Ray Stevens, number one with Everything is Beautiful in its own way.
It's a great song. It really is.
Yeah. 16 years ago, 2003, Pixar releases Finding Nemo, won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. This is the day in 2005 when Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway is last seen leaving a bar in Aruba with three young men before disappearing. Her fate remains unknown, although we think we're pretty sure we know who did it. Winona Judd is 55 today. Ted McGinley is 61. He is the cursed actor who is blamed for the demise of several shows that he joined. As soon as he joined Happy Days, The Love Boat, Dynasty, Married with Children, and Hope and Faith, they all went down the tubes. Gale Sayers is 76.
Wow.
He's a Bear.
Chicago the Bears.
Bears.
Great running back. Maybe the best ever.
And from our dearly departed list, the great Mel Blanc would have had a birthday today. Died in 1989. Voice of, I think, 80. He did 89 voices, including Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Tweety, Sylvester, Yosemite Sam, Foghorn Leghorn, Barney Rubble in the Flintstones, and more.
His last words were,
"That's all, folks."
That should be on his. If it's not, it
I think
should,
it is.
Is it really?
I think it is.
17 days till Father's Day, 35 days till the 4th of July, 92 days until Labor Day weekend. Birthday season begins in 115 days, and don't look now, but we're just 136 days till Columbus Day. That's your timeline.
With your host, George Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Nana. Not as in Nana, hey, hey, kiss and goodbye, but as in Grandma. Oh, by the way, I got to talk to you in a minute.
I got to talk to
Excuse
you.
Excuse me?
Nana is the winning word today, so sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask you to call me with that at 272-9228. If you're the ninth caller, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, which you're going to enjoy at the Boulevard location or downtown. 201 Union, first floor of the RSA building, with climate-controlled and comfortable parking for your pleasure. Nana, that is your Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
All right, how about you explain that finger wave, and I have to talk to you in a
talk
minute.
Talk to you later,
yeah.
Missy.
Yeah, there was a word I heard more than once last night, but we'll talk about it later.
Oh?
What does that even mean?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A good bit of sunshine today. Not quite as hot. High around 93. That's hot enough. Yesterday, Andalusia, the Andalusia Op Airport was the hot spot at 100. Widely scattered storms for some lucky communities today. You know, it's going to be random. You could get an inch of rain at your house while most communities stay absolutely, positively bone dry. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, rain chances just about nil, as low as they get. Partly to mostly sunny. Low 90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lows at night in the upper 60s. Monday and Tuesday, low to mid 90s, still mainly dry. Beach forecast, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Spotty storms today and tomorrow, then mainly dry over the weekend. Gulf water temperature now at 84. Right now, this morning, calm winds, 88% humidity. The temperature, 68, with a few scattered clouds at 638.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
You kind of love... You were saying?
I'm just saying that in the last 48 hours, I've had two heavy-duty steroid shots, and I'm on a steroid pack. So the sooner you explain why you shook your finger at me in anger...
There was no anger.
There was a scolding tone.
There was no anger.
Oh my gosh, this has been blown up.
The steroids on this woman.
It's the steroids talking right now.
Oh, a lot of medication. Yes.
We're getting the
signal. God, that was so angry.
Before we hit the...
that was angry sounding.
Everybody's pissed off today. Blue water. What's going on?
Put your thumbs up.
Hey. He didn't shake a finger at us. Greg shook a, Greg shook a finger at me.
If you're one of the ones lucky enough to get rain in the next day or two, and it comes down hard and fast, sometimes it'll create a spot in a ceiling inside. And, you know, your heart kind of sinks. Oh, no, please tell me I don't have to replace the roof. Those are the two things you're a roof replacement and AC. Well, most of the time, it doesn't. It just means that as your house ages and settles, cracks develop in the shingles, sometimes in the mortar, and water can get through. And if it does, call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009, and they'll dispatch a painter who will trace the leak, make sure it doesn't happen again by resealing that area, and then touch up the paint. You don't have to put on a new roof. Eventually, a house may need a roof, or there could be a storm damage situation. Call Jones Brothers. For 7 decades plus now, they have been the dependable, reliable, and best guaranteed roofer on the planet. You know, when a lot of people need roof help at the same time, charlatans come in and take cash deposits, and then you never see them again. Don't let that happen to you. Stick with the name that's been known for 70 years plus. That's Jones Brothers. They do a number of other great services for your home as well, including screened-in porches and patios using roofing materials that reflect heat back up into the sky so they're usable year-round. Screen doors and more. That's Jones Brothers. Visit jbroof.com.
Did I hear Emily's name mentioned a little while ago?
Yeah, they can hear us. So they said very nicely, 1 minute, Blue Water.
Well, a study just found the worst jobs in America based on pay, growth, and stress.
And the 5 worst jobs are, I feel like we need a drum roll or something, taxi driver, logger, newspaper reporter, retail salesperson, and enlisted military personnel.
Wow. All right, want to bring in Freeman and Lady over at News Talk 3.1. Good morning, guys.
Morning radio host and is not on the list.
Well, broadcaster was and DJ was. And,
yeah, broadcaster did. What's the difference between a broadcaster? I'm a broadcaster.
Broadcaster.
I'm a disc jockey.
Well, broadcasters can be anything. A multitude of mediums. Yeah.
This is true. I think broadcaster
would...
Well,
which one was higher on the list? Then I'll choose which one I'd like.
DJ was 7 and 8 was broadcaster.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem here, okay, because newspaper reporter was number 3. Newspapers are vanishing.
Well, that's true.
And the part of the problem there is you may want to have a passionate desire to be a journalist.
That's why that job sucks so much, is because newspapers are vanishing.
They're kind of, you know, been made irrelevant by, did I say that right? Technology.
Yeah.
You know, people get their news from a lot of different sources now like us.
Yeah. Now they're more like electronic reporters.
Right? Yeah.
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 You got to be. Yep.
There is something exciting, though, about seeing your byline in a newspaper. Mm-hmm. I bet that happened a couple of times. That's cool.
Number 2 was logger. Did you guys ever want to be a logger? Or has that ever crossed your mind?
I wanted to be a lot of things, but that one did not quite make the list. I must have seen this survey in a past life.
Did you see the Lyft driver that was beat up the other day? That's got to be a tough drive. They mentioned taxi driver, but Uber and Lyft, that's got to be an unknown.
I've heard bad stories not only about taxi drivers, Uber, and Lyft, but also some of the people they have to pick up aren't exactly salt of the earth types.
This
you know
is what I'm talking about.
So it's a 2-way risk.
Yeah.
But if you need money and you want to
do their best, put it that way.
And doesn't everybody want to be knowing when you see the stories, you guys cover them there, and we hear them in the local news you provide to us? Who wouldn't want to be a corrections officer with some of the delightful folks that find themselves in the slammer in this town?
I know. You wake up in the morning and say, "Oh, I'm going to work today. I'm a correction." Yeah. That's going to be a tough job.
Jay, back to you.
Salesperson. I don't ever want to be that.
That's a lot of
fun. I can't be. Now, retail, yeah, I did that. That was not fun. I think we all had a stint in retail at some point or another.
At some point.
In some form of retail.
Yeah. McDonald's.
I'm kind of surprised.
I only have the top 5. Is food service on the list somewhere?
It is not.
Not specifically.
Would you like me to count them down for you?
That's
a tough job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I think especially that has in contact with, in common rather, with like retail salesperson is just coming in contact with people, like so many people a day.
Right yeah.
I feel like it's tiring.
A lot of time on your feet too.
Yeah.
All right, but number 5, enlisted military personnel, that's a tough job.
Right.
But the people that do it, do it for reasons above and beyond money. Mm-hmm. Retail salesperson number four.
Number three.
Newspaper reporter. We discussed that.
Yeah. Number two.
Got a blogger.
Blogger. And then.
And number one.
Taxi driver.
Yeah. There you go.
See, I feel like we need to have another segment to talk about what, in particular, what makes these the most, the worst jobs. Because we know pay growth and stress are the reasons behind it, but I wonder individually which one. Specifically, I just need to know what about being a logger is the worst job.
Slippery. It's very slippery work.
The elements all the time.
You think so?
Well, yeah, and I mean,
it's dangerous.
I was going to say, I think it's one of the most really dangerous jobs.
Dangerous job.
Yeah, they when they log and they put it, they usually use rivers or bodies of water to move the stuff. You're talking about, you know,
but
very.
But when you're on the interstate behind those logging trucks,
oh,
I will speed to get around them. And if I ever get pulled over for it, I'm going to be like, look, bruh, I was having a panic attack behind this logging truck, so what's worse?
You see them, man? That looks like they have these giant telephone pole things held on by a bicycle chain.
Yikes!
We've all feared one of those coming back into our windshield.
And occasionally it happens. Look what happened to Clark Griswold in Vacation. He went completely under the truck.
There we go.
Food server came in at number 24.
We are giving our producer the worst job ever.
Exactly.
He's
stressed out.
Oh, really?
We will end that on that note. You guys have a great one. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, have a good one.
One of the days he's going to say rap. I'm going to start singing.
Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
All right. So why'd you shake your finger at me?
It's about a certain word I kept hearing last night at Bomb Hours.
Oh?
By the way, William B., truck driver, came in at number 17.
William B. Yeah.
So, what was the word?
Peepaw.
Oh, peepaw.
Peepaw. It's catching on.
As it should.
Well, let me just say, as JFK used to say, Charles Hollis, Mr. Trumbaum, was there last night with his grandkids.
Hollis, Charles.
Yes, and she was showing me her favorite YouTube channel with this guy, DJ Cool something. And so we were chatting, and I thought, you know what? There's money to be made there, so why don't I start the Peepaw YouTube channel and just develop that character?
Please, God, do.
It's a character?
Please do.
Well,
it'd be hilarious
to some extent, I guess, being myself. But I think there's potential with that.
Mm-hmm.
Peepaw.
Yeah.
T-shirts. Maybe even a TV show one day.
Hey, Jay, is there a peepaw.com by any chance?
God, that's going to be a risky click.
I'm not sure how that's spelled.
Right, because it's just got the word P in it.
Yeah.
Peepaw.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, God, here we go. Oh, it is for sale.
For sale.
Peepaw.
Buy it, Greg.
PEEPAW.com is completely for sale. You can buy it.
When you say it, I keep thinking P-I. Paw. P-I. How would you spell it?
Peepaw?
Peepaw? Like that?
P-E-E-P-A-W.
That's what
Peepaw.
I
mean. Peepaw. Peepaw. You're not a pawpaw.
It's for sale. Oh, but you
and
know,
you're not a papaw.
It's like we're talking to a lot of people who could be buying it right now.
My papaw was my step great grandfather.
Anything that has pee in it, you're in trouble.
But I made a pee pee joke before 7 a.m.
How many different names did you have for your grandparents?
I had so many. I had 7 because there was divorce.
And you never once called them by their name.
No, we identified them. Which grandma's house? We're going to Grandpa with the Chevy's house. Grandpa with the Oldsmobile.
Now,
Grandpa with the Hudson.
See, we have grandmother, and that's Grandmother Joyce. That's my stepdad's mom. And then we have Grandma, which is my mom's mom. We're not allowed to call her Virginia. Then Grandpa, who is the one that passed away in February. Then we have Buddy Rowe, which is Grandpa Hayes. And Grandma Hayes died before I was born. So
sadly,
then we had Grandpa Raymond.
I didn't have any.
I had a Grandpa Raymond too, but that was his last name.
That was his first.
I didn't have that part of my existence. They were all gone, and so sadly, I feel bad about it. I mean, really do. I mean, so many people have such rich,
memories of their grandparents, and
I only had two. I had one on the father's side, one on my...
In fact, my dad's dad died on this date in 1967.
Ooh, mother's
when
side.
When it was Memorial Day. That was weird.
No, I just had different... The two names were... One was Granny and one was Nanny. Those were the two.
If we have any hope of starting the 7 o'clock hour before 7:10, we need to move along now.
Okay. Oh, I just wanted to hear what Jay had started saying, so I heard it.
Well, Peepaw says we should
Peepaw go. Peepaw says we should... Early bird special's getting close.
Steroids!
Peepaw says Rich is
incorrigible.
We'll be back.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Thursday morning traffic. And if you are out on the roadways today, congratulations. You picked a good time to be out there. I-65 is rolling along at a speed limit ride. The traffic on I-85 is moving just fine as well. The traffic on the boulevard's building up pretty quickly, so watch yourself around the intersections. And we see a lot of traffic headed into the downtown area and around the Air Force Base gates. Please be careful in those areas. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I'm Peepaw with the latest gossip.
Hey, everybody.
And news from Hollywood.
Here's the scuttlebutt.
We've been very curious to know how the live performance of All in the Family and Jeffersons are doing the ratings.
That's on Hulu now.
It is?
Yeah.
What?
Let's check it out.
How did it do?
10 million viewers finished number two.
Number two. Okay.
Right behind
NCIS. They'll be doing that again then.
I think there's probably a good chance they will. The Voice finished third. All About All in the Family, the follow-up show, finished fourth with 7 million.
I missed that.
And Chicago Med. Otherwise, it's just a lot of reruns, so we're in that particular season now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Alex Trebek's cancer is approaching remission.
That's good.
I've never heard of approaching remission. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm glad to hear he's making progress, but I didn't know. In other words, there's still a little bit left, but it's better now? It's getting better?
He's still got several more rounds of chemo, but he's optimistic. He thinks the good thoughts and positive energy from the millions of Jeopardy viewers is helping.
Yeah.
Told the doctors this has to be more than just the chemo, and they agreed it could very well be an important part. Never underestimate the power of positive thinking when it comes to dealing with this kind of stuff.
And the odds of with what he's got are very, very discouraging.
It's almost assumed to be, you've got a ticking clock. Boy George may be getting the Rocket Man treatment. After the success of Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man's going to be a hit when it comes out this weekend.
Guess what? I'm not going to go to that one.
Well, they apparently are trying to lock up the rights to every gay singer-songwriter's life story because that's what's happening with Boy George at MGM with Sasha Gervasi, the great Sasha Gervasi, directing. By the way, they're also considering a Madonna movie as well. I don't know that I would be all that excited about seeing Madonna in a movie because... What about her life story don't we know from her relentless self-promotion? She's worse than I am.
Who wants to see Boy George?
I know. Of course, things were very different in the early 80s when Culture Club first... Karma Chameleon was the first hit, right?
Yeah.
Big hit.
Yeah.
But and then the video for that finally made it to MTV, and when that happened, I started getting calls from people, why are you playing that freak on the radio? Because he was, for that time, rather different.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, you can't put Boy George in the class of an Elton John or a Queen, but we'll see. At 6:58, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that we're so proud to have as part of our support system here for the support they provide our wounded warriors. Coming back, facing short, long-term, or sometimes permanent readjustments, reconfigurations in life, they set about the process of restoring choices. People who have been injured in a car wreck wake up in traction in a hospital, and the doctor says it's going to take some time to get you through this. Well, Gulf States Mobility, first thing they do is try to get the home set up so the patient can get out of the hospital environment and back to something familiar, because people will heal faster that way. But it's also important to make sure the home they return to is safely accessible. And that's part of what Gulf States Mobility does with ramps, rails, whatever's necessary for mobile equipment, customized mobile equipment, and, of course, chairlifts for stairs and a lot more. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. They do great work, and it's always a nice way to thank God that you don't have to deal with some of those situations, because they, we hope that you never have to call them for the reason they're there. But if you need them, you'll be glad they are. 514-6590. That's Gulf States Mobility on Facebook. Fox News coming up, and we got a very funny Star Is Born feature in a moment.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. you'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn